51552. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Margaret?
I'm very well.
Where are you today?
I'm in
Cork, I think.
That's right, I'm in Cork. I'm at home and we're making pancakes.
Yummy, yummy, scrumdiddlyumptious. Now, did you make the pancake from scratch with eggs and flour and milk, or did you get a packet of stuff and add water?
No, we've made them from scratch. Two eggs, lots of flour, milk, and baking powder.
And
it's Rachel Allen one.
And tell us, what are you going to add to it? Is it going to be maple syrup or honey, or is it going to be fresh fruit, or are you just going to leave it with a little lemon or butter?
It'll just be maple syrup. I can't find any Nutella. I think we've eaten it all.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good. I like the sound of that. I'm kind of feeling a little peckish hearing that. I do like pancakes. Now, Margaret, we're not here to talk about pancakes. We're here to talk about...
No.
You heard me talking about my...
I did. I fell for you. I've done it a few times, but the worst one was the one I sent you the text about.
Tell us. Share the story with everyone else.
Well, I was at home and we were staying in England with my mother-in-law, and my husband had gone out to help her brother fix something to do with plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I get a call to say he's put petrol in our car and now it's diesel, so I have to go and pick him up.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law breaks, I'll take the car, and I said, okay, that's fine. So
you took your mother-in-law's car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Even better.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm used to driving it because we've always shared it. And she, you know, it's been... But for some reason, the pier moved and I reversed straight into it and smashed the taillight and the whole lot. It was very, very embarrassing.
So when you did it, did you have that thing that I had, which was, which we might call instant denial? Boom! Didn't happen.
Yeah, it was awful. And then I had to go back in and tell her. And she was like looking at me as if I had about five heads. And she's kind of like... Oh my God, what have I got? Like, my son's just put petrol in a diesel car.
Yeah.
So between us, and we normally had two cars, between us for that weekend, we had no car. So we all had to pile into my brother-in-law's car to go for lunch that she'd organized for us for Christmas for a while, you know, and it was not funny.
And your mother-in-law thought, my son has married a completely stupid person.
Oh, she's thought that for a while. That was nothing new.
Yeah, are you a bit of a klutz generally, Margaret?
Actually, not normally, but I have actually had a few incidents with the car, all right, yeah.
Well, like doing what? It's because, what are you, the word I use is addled. I was addled when I did that. I wasn't paying attention. And that's happened to me before. I remember pulling through.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to find the radio. That's what happened. I listen, when I'm in England, I listen to Chris Evans, whom I know you know.
Indeed.
And when I'm here, I listen to Radio 1 and Radio 2.
Yeah, so you flick around.
I was trying to find my station. That's what happened.
So
I love the radio.
So you're again just distracted and then gone.
Yeah,
and
silly. Yeah. I've never told anybody that I was actually trying to find a radio station, which is why I actually crashed the car. I never told anyone that before.
Yeah, but
now it's all over.
It's better, as we keep saying on this program, it's better out than in. You're sharing. You feel cleansed.
Well, I thought it might make you feel better because at least it was your own car. Whereas I did it to my mother-in-law's car.
Which is worse.
It is, actually. Yeah, but she was good about it. She was really good about it.
Well, and do you know the funny thing about cars as well is that you think, well, that's a desperate scratch. It'll probably cost about £600 or £700. It's always about 1,500. You know, it's always gazillions more than you expected.
Double it, yeah. It was about £1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas week. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, happy Christmas, me arse.
I know, but I rang my dad and he offered, you know. And actually, she offered as well. And I'm like going, no, I'm a grown-up. I can pay for it.
Yeah. Grown-up maybe just chronologically, but inside your head, you're still...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I still ring my dad if I have a flat tire.
Yeah, you're one of those. I know what you're talking about. Who needs the AA when you've got your dad sitting at home at the other end of a phone?
Oh, exactly. Waiting for me, yeah.
Waiting.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the weekend, Margaret?
I'm not sure yet. We're hoping to get away today at lunchtime. Probably go camping down in West Cork.
Lovely. You could do worse things. Well, I hope the weather's kind to you and have a great old weekend. And thank you for making me feel better about the world. And knowing
that was the idea.
Knowing that there are people a little thicker out there than just me.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Thank you.
I'm only joking. Or is that, in Ireland, we always deliver the insult like a smack to the face and then follow it up by saying, I was only joking, which, of course, we weren't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, have a great old weekend.
And you.
Nice to talk to you. See you now.
Bye.